Today's Shia is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezvav. We will begin on Daf Yudalad on the Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabba Barafuna, Hashta Dama Rabba Gamliel. Nadir Rabba Gamliel taught us that Esrog Achli Kitasai Isuroi Kiyarek, that the year we considered the Esrog grew is the year it's picked, just like we explained going back to the Mishnah, that the Esrog, that the every vegetable, the year it's considered the year it grew, is the year we pick it. Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei. So if we're following the model of a vegetable, so just like we learned in our Mishnah, that the Rosh Hashanah Lirokos is Tishrei, so too the Rosh Hashanah for Esrogim will be Tishrei. Meisrei asked the Gemara of Shimon Elazar Omer, Likid Esrog Erev Tu Bishvat. If somebody collected an esrog, picked an esrog, erev tu bishvat, atchloi tova yeshemesh, before it became night, so it hasn't become tu bishvat yet. V'chaz v'liket mishav tova yeshemesh, and then he picked another esrog after it became dark, so it's already tu bishvat. The halacha is ein tarim asma zel zeh. We can't take truma meiser for one bunch of esrogim on the other bunch. Because as we've learned so many times, Tu Bishvat represents a new year, and we know that when it comes to Truma Meiser, we can't take from one year product on the other year's product, so we see clearly that Tu Bishvat is the year. Illustrates the Brisa listing, if the year before the Tu Bishvat was the third year of the Shemitah cycle, entering after Tu Bishvat into the fourth year of the cycle, Shlishis, in the third year we know the halach is Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani are taken, and Revius, in the fourth year of the cycle, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni are taken. Ask the Gemara. Man Shamitle, this Brice is clearly teaching us, does the Basel Akita, that what is the defining moment as far as an Esrog is concerned? Not Chanota, rather Lakita. Rabbi Gamliel, and yet V'ktani Shvat, yet the Brisa clearly tells us that what is the Rosh Hashanah Shvat, not like we began today's shir with Rabbi Gamliel telling us that the Rosh Hashanah for Esrogim is Tishrei. Says the Gemara, Aliyitma Hachiyitma. This is the correct way of learning what Rabbi Gamliel said. Amar Rabbi Baruch Huna, Afal Gav Dam Rabbi Gamliel Esrog Ach Lakita Kiyarek, even though Rabbi Gamliel taught us that we follow Lakita by an esrog when it's picked, just like we do by vegetables. Not like what we do by peiros, by fruits, that we follow the time of Chanota. Still, Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Shvat. The Rosh Hashanah of an esrog, it's not like a yerek. It's rather like a tree, like a fruit, Shvat. And as Aruch Lener explains the Gemara, an esrog has in it characteristics similar to a vegetable, and it has in it characteristics similar to a tree. And because it has these combined properties, we treat it a little like a fruit, and we treat it a little like a yerek. And it goes back to something we discussed yesterday. On one hand, we explained yesterday that how does a fruit grow? The rainwater creates sap in the tree, and that sap gives nourishment and nutrition that the fruit should come out. That applies to an esrog. And that's why, just like by a tree, the Rosh Hashanah of trees is Tu Bishvat, so too is the halacha regarding esrogim. On the other hand, we describe the characteristic of a vegetable, that the vegetable doesn't just exist on rainwater. We have to irrigate the vegetable. It requires extra watering. So too does the esrog tree require this extra watering, and that's why we give it the properties of a yerek, that we follow Lakita, not Chanota. And as we speak about the characteristics of an esrog, there's a very pertinent shaila. When we look at different citrus fruits, the lemon and the orange and the grapefruit, on one hand, they're very similar to esrog, that they also require extra watering and irrigation. And therefore, the Paiskim discuss, how do we treat those fruits? Do we treat them as an esrog, that we follow Lakita? Do we treat them like all other fruits, that we follow Chanotam. Chazonish says because we have a Shaila, we should be Machmer. So if one of these citrus fruits had Chanotah in 1 year, let's say in the third year they had Chanotah, and they had Lakita in the fourth year, Mechumra we should take off Maiser Oni and Maiser Shaini. And so says the Sab Kedisha, Reb Shlom Alefandri. The Paiskim Shmuel Salant, the Rav of Yerushalayim, held that it doesn't, that all these other citrus fruits are not treated like an esrik. And he said the reason is because given that there are a number of characteristics of an esrig that make it different than other fruits. Yes, one of the characteristics is that it needs this extra watering, as do all the other citrus fruits. But on the other hand, the esrig, as we learned in the previous year, can stay on a tree for many years. The esrig, as it stays on the tree for all those years, continues to grow, which is not a characteristic that the other citrus fruits have. And therefore, Shmuel Salant says that all other citrus fruits have the din like regular fruit. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a different reason to say this psak. He says that a lemon is not a new fruit. It's a fruit that existed already in the time of the Rambam. So when the Rambam quotes the halacha on esrog, why doesn't he quote the halacha regarding lemon being similar to esrog? It must be that the lemon and the other citrus fruits have the same halacha like all other fruits, not like the esrog. Another shaila is people who live in southern hemisphere, in South America, their winter is our summer, and their summer is our winter. Meaning that Tu B'Shvat, which as we explained yesterday, is a date, according to the way we understood Beis Hillel, past the midpoint of winter, and that's why we consider Tu B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Lilonos. So ask the Har Tzvi, and Shlomo Zalman also discusses the Shaila, should Tu B'Shvat not be Rosh Hashanah Lilonos for them? Because that's not a significant date representing midpoint of winter. So the Har Tzvi already says, the Tzvi Pesach Frank, he already says that certainly they follow Tu B'Shvat like we follow Tu B'Shvat. And he explains that just like the halacha is, that they don't say, that they follow our menhagim in terms of when we say the same talamotar, even though the winter, when we're saying same talamotar, when Eretz Yisrael is saying same talamotar, in the winter for them it's the summer. Still, Chazal don't make this distinction. And therefore, regarding Tu B'Shvat, it's for them too, Rosh Hashanah Lilonis. Another point that Rav Shlomo Zalman makes, and Rav Tzadok HaKoyim from Lublin discusses this also, he says that really the Shefa and the Parnasa that comes down to the whole world comes from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael is considered the focal area when it comes to discussing anything of agriculture. He says a very nice raya. We, when we say Berachas HaMazon Chutz La'aretz, speak about Eretz Chem, the Tov HaRechava, about how wonderful Eretz Yisrael is. But the food we ate and we're eating didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael. But what's the point? The point is that all of the panosa and all of the shefa that comes to the world comes from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, when it comes to all of these agricultural issues, we follow the date set in Eretz Yisrael. Arla. Continues the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Hasam, why in Daf Yud Beis, when the Gemara wanted to give an example of two different years with two different mices, Hasam the Tanim Haisus Shniyah Nechnasus L'Shlishis, it gave an example of the second year going to the third year, where the second year is Mice Rishon and Mice Sheni, and the third year is Mice Rishon and Mice Oni. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Hacha, the Tanim Haisus Shlishis Nechnasus L'Revis. So as the Sifsei Chacham explains the Gemara's question, year 2 and 3 come before year 3 and 4. So why the Gemara on the bottom here of Yudal and Rebeis gave an illustration that it speak about year 3 and 4, why didn't the Gemara give the same illustration as the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis did of year 2 and 3? Answers the Gemara, Milsa Agav Urcha Kamashman, the Esrik Koshla Yoda, the Esrik is a very delicate fruit. During the Shemitah year, the fields are wide open. Everybody goes into the field and touches what they want. Since everybody touches those fruits during the Shemitah year, like Tom Perry at Lashnin, it won't be able to grow new fruits because it got damaged during the Shemitah year for another 3 years. So that's why the Brisa did not give an example of year 2 and 3, because there are no new Esroigim in year 2, because it takes 3 years for the Esroigim to go. Ask the Gemara another question. Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shalai Emesai. We've said that the Rosh Hashanah for Esrog is when? Amlei Shvat HaKadoshim, as we were learning, like we learned at the beginning of the year. Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for Esrog. Or, ask the Gemara, perhaps a Shvat HaTekufa, as we've been learning. There are two concepts in understanding the seasons and the months. We have the months that we're familiar with, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, the Jewish months that follow the lunar calendar. But as we've also been saying, there are four seasons. Tekufas Nisan, Tekufas, which represents the spring, Tekufas Tammuz, which represents the summer, and this Tekufas Tevis, which represents the winter. So the Gemara's question, this is the way Mepharshim explained the Gemara's question, is now. When we speak about Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos being Tu B'Shvat, so there's two ways of looking Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat could be 45 days after Rosh Chodesh Tevis, or Tu B'Shvat could be 45 days after Tekufas Tevis begins. Now Tekufas Tevis is based on the solar calendar, it's winter, and it's very possible that those two dates, it's most likely that those two dates would not be on the same day. It's possible that Tekufas Tevis should come out later than Rosh Chodesh Tevis, or it could come out earlier too. And as the Rishonim explained, the Gemara's question is, since we explained in the previous year that this date of Tu B'Shvat is based on effects of the rain, effects of the climate, so perhaps we should follow the solar calendar, which line up with the seasons of the year more. Answers the Gemara, Amalei the Chadoshim. We follow the Jewish calendar. And as Tosfos explains, on one hand the Pasuk says, Mimeged Tevua Shemesh. So we see the sun affects the ripening of the produce. But the Pasuk also says, as Tosfos, Mimeged Geresh Yerachim. So we see that the moon also affects the growing of produce. And since we always follow the lunar calendar, for here too, we follow the lunar calendar. And I saw a beautiful Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas to explain this Gemara. It says, the Gemara Masechta Ksubis says, L'keil Goymer Olai. The Gemara says there that a girl, if she loses her virginity when she's less than 3 years old, that the virginity comes back. P'suleh Chayzer. So the Gemara discusses, let's say the girl was 3 years old. Her birthday is Rish Chaydish Adar or Shchedesh Nisan, and she loses her virginity, and then Chazal decide to make an extra day, extra month, so she's not yet 3 years old. The halacha is her virginity comes back. If it wouldn't have been a leap year, she wouldn't be 3 years old. L'keil goymer alai. Bezdin, the Torah has an effect on how the world works. And the same halacha would reply regarding a boy becoming bar mitzvah. Is he chay bar mitzvah? Is he not chay bar mitzvah? That's the point that the Gemara is making, says the Chassam Sofer. The Chadoshim, the Jewish calendar, which is established by Bezdin, which is established by Das Torah, is what affects the physical aspects of the world also. Baimenei Ravim Rav Nachman, Baimenei Rav Yochanan Rav Yanai. Hoysa Shonamu Beres Mahu. So we're going to explain the Gemara's question as the Mishkanos Yaakov explains the Gemara's question. We know, we've already learned it in this Masechta, that a leap year has an extra Adar. The Gemara's question, says the Mishkanos Yaakov, is, which is considered the extra month? Is the extra month Adar Sheni, or is the extra month Adar Rishon? Why? Because we know that Tu B'Shvat, which we're saying is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos, is 15 days before Rosh Chodesh Adar. But now the question is, which is the real Rosh Chodesh Adar? If Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph is the real Rosh Chodesh Adar, so then Tu B'Shvat remains the Rosh Hashanah in a leap year. But if on the other hand, the real Rosh Chodesh Adar is Adar Sheni, So Tu B'Shvat is 45 days before Adar Sheni, Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. And therefore, perhaps, the Rosh Hashanah Leilonis in that year should be 15 days in Adar Rishon, not 15 days in Shvat. Amalei, therefore he responded, Halachach Rav Shanim. We follow most years. And since in most years there's only one Adar, because in the Jewish calendar there are 7 leap years out of every 19 years, most years there are not a leap year, so therefore most years Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Leilonis, so it remains even in a leap year. Before we begin the next Gemara, 2 words of introduction. We spoke many times about Shemitah, that during the year of Shemitah, the halacha is that we're not allowed to work the field, we're supposed to leave the field open for everybody to be able to take produce from the field. There are 2 halachas that the Gemara is going to focus on regarding Shemitah. One halacha is that the produce that grows during the Shemitah year is not chayav b'maisa. Rashi quotes a mechilta. The pasuk says, "V'ochla v'yoni amecha v'yisrim toichel chayis asada ma chayav chel septurim in a maisa." Just like what an animal eats, certainly not obligated to take maisa from it. So too, what people eat during the Shemitah year, we don't have to take maisa from it. In fact, the Turi Evin, a very famous Turi Evin, asks, why do we need a special pasuk? The Turi Evin asks, everything that grows in the Shemitah year is hefker. And if it's hefker, certainly there's no chiv meiser. It's not mine. So there are a number of answers given. Some explain that this is not a real hefker. Hefker means that I went and I made something hefker. I didn't make this hefker. The Torah made it hefker. Another answer is it's not a regular hefker because it's only hefker for Yisraelim, not for Akum. Another teretz given is that not always does Shemitah affect produce. If it's Hegdish, then Shemitah doesn't affect it. I saw another nice teretz. What would be the halacha if I'm not following Hilchos Shemitah? And instead of leaving my property open for anybody to come in, I kept it closed. Would that change the halacha that it's part of Maisa? It certainly will be part of Maisa. If we're saying it's a function of Hefker, I didn't treat this as Hefker. So we see that's not a regular Hefker. Then there's another halacha. The produce of Shemitah, I'm allowed to take into my home. I'm not allowed to sell it. I'm not allowed to do business with it. But I'm allowed to store it to eat. But how long may I store it? How long can I fill up my warehouses with this produce? As long as there's produce available still in the field for the animal. Kol l'chayim n'asada. If there's no longer any produce available in the field, kol l'adam n'abayis. It has to be disposed of from my home. Which is known as bir perishvies. Disposing of the perishvies. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabba. Esrig b'ashisha shenichnas l'shvias. If Esrig had chanot in the 6th year, and it was picked in the 7th year. So he says, p'turim in a maisa, or p'turim in a beer. It doesn't have a din of Shemitah. But obviously we have a question. If it doesn't have a din of Shemitah, why is it part of from Maisa? We'll discuss that. Continues Rav saying, or b'ashvias shenichnas l'shminas, if Esrig had chanot in the 7th year, and was picked in the 8th year, this p'turim and ma'aser, it's part of ma'aser like shemitah produce. The chayev is beer, and it's chayev and beer. It's treated like shemitah fruit. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye asks Rava, bishlam a sefer l'chumra. We could understand the sefer. The sefer is saying that we treat the esrig as far as shemitah is concerned, given that shemitah is a deraisa, it's an issa deraisa. We treat it l'chumra. And therefore, esrig fruits that had chanota in the Shemitah year, we treat them like Shemitah fruit, and therefore, the potter for maisa, the chayiv and beer. El reisha, p'turim and abir amai. And the reisha was saying that it's potter from beer. That means zilbas chanota. Because again, you'll want to say that we'll follow chanota. And since the chanota was in the 6th year, so it's not Shemitah. But ask the Gemara, Hakati Chai B'Maisa. So the Gemara's question, as the Rishonim explained it, is as follows. If the Gemara were taking an approach, then we always go L'Chumra, because we're dealing with Shemitah. So therefore, if the Chanota was in the 7th year, we treat it like Shemitah. If the Lakita was in the 7th year, we treat it like Shemitah. That would be an approach we could well understand. But here, we seem to be mixing up our concepts. Because on one hand, we are following Chanota, And that's why we're saying that the Esrog that had Chanot in the seventh year is Potiphar and a Meiser, is Chayiv and Beer. Yet on the other hand, when it comes to the sixth year having Chanot in the seventh year Lakita, we're sort of confused. We're treating it on one hand like Shemitah, and it's Potiphar and a Meiser. But on the other hand, we're treating it like Lakita, because we're saying it's Potem and Abir, so obviously we're not treating it like Shemitah. Amalei, Yad HaKol M'Shashrim Bo'i, V'at Amrit T'chai B'Maisim. So where did Rishonim explain this line is as follows. The Gemara holds we follow Chanota. Therefore, the Esrog that had Chanot in the sixth year is not Shemitah, even though it had Lakita in the seventh year. So then the question is, so why is it Potem and Maisa? What happens is, very interesting way of explaining the Gemara. Very bechidish. You have an esrog tree that had chanot in the sixth year. And it's in your field in the seventh year. And like we learned, those are sroigim can remain on the tree for years. We said at the beginning of the year, an esrog can remain on the tree for years. Am I allowed to go into your field and take that esrog? The answer is no. Because it's not a shmita esrog. Since it had chanot in the sixth year, it's not a shmita esrog. And the Tosfos Rid explains this beautifully. I have a field. My field has all sorts of different trees and vegetables that are subject to shmita. Tosfos Rid said most people didn't have a field just with esrog trees. There are a few esrog trees in the field. When somebody comes into my field, he's not allowed to touch that esrog tree. Because that esrog tree had chanot in the sixth year. And if it had chanot in the sixth year, it's not shmita. But what do people do? They do the wrong thing sometimes. And they know that shmita, and I'm allowed to walk into anybody's field, and they touch everything. Even the esrog tree that had chanot in the sixth year, that they should really not be touching. So what happens here is that people are touching what they're not supposed to be touching, and that turns it, so to speak, into hefker, and something which is hefker, we said, it's part of the maisa. But it's not Hefka because of Shemitah. It's Hefka because people touch it. And like the Rambam explains, it's most likely people are going to touch Esrog trees, because number one, Esrog is an expensive fruit, and it's a low tree, so it's very accessible. And that's why, even though it's not Shemitah, it's treated as far as Maisa, like Shemitah and Spatim and Maisa. Continues the Gemara. V'hamnun Amar, Bashisha Shenechneses L'Shvi'is, an esrog tree that had chanot in the sixth year, now it's the seventh year, loyalim shishis. It's treated completely like a six-year tree. It's chai b'maiser, upotem in abir. Ubashviz, hanichneses l'shminis, loyalim shviz. So he completely follows chanota, and that's why the six-year tree is completely no relationship to shmita, and the seventh year, chanota tree, is completely shmita. And Rishonim explained, what's the machlokes of Rav and Rav Hamnuna? Beautiful explanation. The Fikayam explains it this way. Nobody's arguing over the fact that people are going to touch that esrog tree, and nobody's arguing over the fact that they shouldn't be. Rav says, so since people are touching it, and I, the owner of the field, unhappily recognize the facts, so that's why it's hefker. Rav Hamnuna says, if they're not allowed to touch it, even if I can't do anything about it, doesn't make it hefker. And explains there are two concepts in halacha. There's a concept of hefker, and there's a concept of yish. Hefker means that I, on my free will, said, I'm mafkir this gemara. Yish doesn't mean that I did it. Yish means something was stolen from me. I lost something. I'm not happy about it. It's a reality. The machloikas here is, when we say hefker's potter, according to Rav, it doesn't have to be hefker. It could be yish also. According to Rav Hamnuna, it has to be hefker. This is not hefker, this is yish. Meisvei asked the Gemara, says in a brisa, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Bishum Rav Shimon, Esrog Bashishis Shenichneses L'Shvi'is, an Esrog of the sixth year that went into the seventh year, Peturim and a Maisa, Peturim and a Beer. Shein Lecha Dover, Shechai B'Maisa, you can't have a situation that's Chai B'Maisa, Elm Ken Godel B'Chiev, V'Nilket B'Chiev, unless both the Chanota and the Lakita were B'Chiev. And here, since the Lakita was, since the Chanota was in the sixth year, it's part of an Abiyah. And since the Lakita was in the seventh year, so it's part of an Amaisa. If it had Chanot in the seventh year, and Lakita in the eighth year, Pturim and Amaisa, Pturim and Abiyah. Why? Again, shein lecha dav shechay bebir. There's no chiv in beer. Em ken gittel b'shvias, menilka b'shvias. And here we had chanot in the shvias year, but we did not have lakit in the shvias year. Ask the Gemara. Reisha kashla Rav Amnuna. The Reisha is a question of Rav Amnuna. Because here the Reisha says that the halacha is that it's p'tur min ha-maisa. Shishis ha-nechneses l'shvias. He said shishis ha-nechneses l'shvias is chayi b'maisa. Seifa is kasha bein l'Rav Amnuna. Both Rav and Rav Amnuna said that the shvias ha-nechneses l'shminis is chayi b'bir. And this Reisha says it's p'tur min ha-bir. Says the Gemara Tanaihi. There's a machlokas Tanoim, and Rav and Rav Amnuna don't hold like this Tana. The Tanya. Amar Rav Yossi. Av Thomas Haid Mishim Chamisha Zakenim. Av Thomas said in the name of five Zakenim, Esrig Acha Likitosa Lamaisam. We follow the Likita as far as Hilchus Maisa is concerned. Rav Nesenu Nimna Be'usha V'amru. However, Rav Nesenu and Usha was one of the stops where the Sanhedrin was. Acha Likitosoi. We follow Likita. Bein l'mais and bein l'shvias. Both for mais and both for shvias. Ask the Gemara, shvias? We're talking about maiser. Man d'chashmei. How does shvias come into this braisa? Says the Gemara, chsuri mechsi rochotani. This is the way to understand the braisa. Esrig ach l'kitosoi l'maisa. The Tanakama holds that we follow l'kita for maisa and chanota for shvias. V'v'neseinu nimnu b'oshu. Our v'v'neseinu n'ushu said, so now we can understand very well. The Esrig that went from Shvias to Shminas, the case Rav Hamnuna is discussing, the Esrig that went from Shvias to Shminas, since its Lakita wasn't the Shminas, and this Tana says that we follow as far as Halacha Lakita, that's why it's Patam and Abir, because it's not considered a Shvias fruit, because the Lakita was in the eighth year. The other Tana obviously holds that we follow regarding Maisa's concerned, as far as Shmita is concerned, Chanota. And since it had the Chanota in the Shvias year, that's why it's Chayiv Bebir. What about the other Shiloh we asked? Is it Potter Min HaMaisa or not? So that Rashi explains, goes back to the Shiloh we discussed on Amar Aleph. The fact that people are touching the fruit, they're touching the Esrig, doesn't make it Hefker or not. Itmar. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Amri Tavayu. Esrog Bashishish Shenichnas El Shvias. An Esrog of the sixth year that goes into the Shvias year, Loilim Shishis. It's always treated like a Shishis fruit. We follow the Chanota. Ki also Ravin Om Rav Yochanan. Esrog Bashishish Shenichnas El Shvias. If you have an Esrog of the sixth year, the Chanota was in the sixth year, and the Lakita was in the seventh year, Afil Kazayis. Even if it was only Kazayas large in the sixth year, Vanasis Kikur now becomes very large. Chayavin Allah Mishum Tevel. There's a halacha of Tevel on it. Why is there a halacha of Tevel on it? Because it's considered a sixth year fruit. And a sixth year fruit is Chayav B'Maiser. And until you take off the Maiser, it's considered Tevel. Actually, Sfasemis makes a nice observation from this line. We quoted earlier in our Perek, a Machlaikis Taisus in the Rambam. Taisa says that the only fruits that are mechuyev in maisa midoraisa are tirosh v'yitzer, grapes and olives. Here, the Gemara says that this tevel, even by an esrik, which is what the Rambam says, that all fruits are subject to a chiyev maisa midoraisa. So the Sfasem says that this Gemara is a raya to the Rambam. How is Taisus going to explain this Gemara? When the Gemara says it's Tevel, it must be it's only Tevel Midrabanon, not Tevel Midaraisa. Tarabon. Even Shechon to Perisov Kodin Tu Bishvat, we have a tree. The Chanita was before Tu Bishvat, Mesas L'Shana Shavra. So we follow the year before Tu Bishvat. Acha Tu Bishvat, by every other fruit tree, there is no question, we follow Chanita. And if the Chanita was after Tu Bishvat, Mesas L'Shana Abba. Amr Ibn Chemya says Ibn Chemya, Bemet Varma Murim, Be'ilun Sh'oysa Sh'tei Brechas B'shana. When is this said? By a tree that makes two crops a year. We'll explain it this way. That's when we say that by a fruit tree we follow Chanota. Ask the Gemara, Sh'tei Brechas Salkadaitach? So there are two ways that the Rishonim explain this Gemara's question. Rashi says, the word brecha is a word that's used by birds. And by birds make have more than one offspring a year. But brechas is not a word that's appropriate to speak about trees with. Other Rishonim say, birds can have many offspring in a year. They're not limited to having offspring once a year. But fruit trees, with rare exception, have offspring only have fruit once a year. So how could Rav Nechemya say that there's a difference, there's a distinction, if the tree has one crop a year, or two crops a year, there are no such trees. Says the Gemara, El Eima Ke'en Shtei Brechas. It's not that it means that it has two offspring, two crops. It means like this. Aval Ilon Ke'oisa Brecha Achas. If the tree produces all of its fruit, all of the fruit ripens at one time, what's the example? Ke'goin Dekolim, V'zeisim, V'charuvim. That all the fruit on one tree ripens at the same time. And Taisa says we really ought to delete Zaysim. We ought to delete olives. Because we learned already that olives, we don't follow Chanata or Lakita. We already learned in the Gemara that there are sources from the Torah that teach us that olives, we follow Havar Shlish, when it's a third grown. But other fruits, that when they all ripen on the tree at once, there we don't follow Chanita, we follow Lakita. Afa Pisha Chantapur is saying, Koyin Tu Bishvat, Misasm L'Shan Abba. So we just learned from Nechemya, taught us a very big chiddush. Nechemya taught us that till now we were under the impression that by fruit trees we always follow Chanota. Tells us Rav Nechemya it's not always the case. It depends if it's a fruit tree that all the fruit ripen at one time or not. If they don't ripen at one time, then we follow Chanota. If they ripen at one time, then we follow Lakita. Omer Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan makes a statement. Nagu ha'am b'charuvim. The people regarding caribs. Carib is boxer. Which ripens all on the tree at the same time. Krim Nechemya. And again, Taisva says, it's not only boxer, it's not only carib. Any tree that will be able to say that the fruit on the tree ripens at one time, the halach is that we follow Lakita. Eisei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish asks a question to Rabbi Yochanan. There's a Mishnah. Mishnah says in Masechta Shviz. B'nai Suach are white figs. Shviz Shalahen, Shnius. What year are the fruit considered Shemitah produce? The fruit that grows, that is ready for picking in the third year. That means in the second year after Shviz. Let's understand what the Gemara is saying. What this Mishnah in Masechet Shviyos teaches us is that this white fig, B'nai Suach, grows in a very interesting way. It takes it a very long time to go from Chanota to Lakita. So a B'nai Suach tree that will have Chanota in the Shemitah year, when will it be picked? In the second year after Shemitah. It sits on the tree a long time until it ripens. And the Rishonim tells one more point, obvious point, that all of the fruit on this B'nai Suach tree that takes a long time to ripen at the same time. Now let's understand. If Rav Nechemya is correct, and we follow on a tree where everything ripens at the same time, we follow Lakita, so when is the Lakita of this B'nai Suach tree? 2 years after Shemitah. So why are we treating it as a Shemitah produce? Obviously, what's the Mishnah teaching us? That even on a tree where all the fruit ripen at one time, we still follow the Chanota. And since the Chanota on this tree was in the Shemitah year, it's considered Shemitah produce. So how could Rav Nechemya be correct? And like Taisa says, Rabbi Yochanan is the man, the Omer, that teaches us throughout Shas, Halacha Kestam Mishnah. We always follow the anonymous Mishnah. This is a Stam Mishnah. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that Rabbi Nechemya is correct when we have a Mishnah different than him? Ishtik. So Rabbi Yochanan remained silent. Amalei Rav Abba Kain l'Rav Yosi. Amalei Rav Abba Kain l'Rav Yosi Kain. So Rav Abba Kain makes a comment to Rav Yosi Kain. Amai Yishtik. Why is Rav Yochanan remaining silent? Leimalei, why didn't he respond to Rish Lakish? Amin Aloch Anor Rav Yechemya. I'm telling you what Rav Nechemya said. Va'at Amrit Li Rabbanan. And you're telling me what Rabbanan say? The Amalei. So Mura says, the reason Rav Yochanan didn't give that answer is very obviously. Domalei, Shafkas Rabbanim Kravik Rav Nechemya, how could you follow Rav Nechemya when we have Rabbanim in the Stam Mishnah saying differently? So Rav Yochanan didn't even attempt to give that answer. Vilemalei, so why does Rav Yochanan say, Kamin Aloch Nagu, I'm telling you that the people act this way, Va'at Amrit Li Yisura, and you're telling me an Isser? If there's a Nagu, yes, the people act that way, but that doesn't mean it's right. Rabbi Yochanan should have said, this is what the people did, and they're wrong, because the Mishnah tells us it's wrong. Damalei, so he says, you know why they didn't do that? Because Mokim Asura, Kinagu Shafkinen, if there's an Isser, if the Mishnah teaches us that something should not be done, you can't say there's a minik differently. And the Rishonim make a wonderful observation in this Gemara. From here we see people are used to saying, I have a minig like this. Here the Gemara is teaching us that you can't say you have a minig when the minig is different than what the halacha requires. And even point out to Rishonim when we're dealing about the Rabbanim. The chiv of taking maisa from fruit is a chiv of the Rabbanim. So Rabbi Yochanan could have said, you know why I didn't tell him anything? Because they acted a minig that way. Not that I agree. So Gemara is saying that's not an excuse. If you hold what they're doing is wrong, you should have said something, even though it's a drabbanan. And here the Paiskim discuss at length the issue of a minig, how when we follow a minig, when we don't follow a minig, certainly we never follow a minig, the Paiskim say, if it flies against what it says in halacha. There's a famous Ramah. The Ramah says about the minig that on Purim, when they read the Megillah, and they say the word Haman, and people bang, and the people say, where's that minig from? And the Ramah says, we're not allowed to be mezalzel. You're not allowed to degrade any minig Yisrael. If it says the Magen Avraham, that's only when the minig isn't in contradiction to what the Halacha says. Moreover, the Ritva says that every minig has to have some sort of a basis in Halacha. The Tashbat says it, I'm sorry. You can't just make up a minig. It has to have a basis in Halacha. In fact, there's a Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov says, Minig Mishana Halacha. The Minig could change Halacha. But says the Shvus Yaakov, that's before the Halacha was established. So if you have a Minig that has a basis in Halacha, and it was before the Halacha was established, you could follow the Minig. But if once the Halacha is established, you can't say I have a Minig different than Halacha. I saw a very interesting story from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. Goes back to the sugyas that we're learning now. Somebody told Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld that the minig that Klal Yisrael has, that they eat fruit on Tu B'Shvat, is based on the Gemara we learned yesterday. Because yesterday we learned the Gemara, that Rabbi Kiva wasn't sure when is Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah Lilanus, Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tu B'Shvat. So that's how the minig came, that we all eat fruit on Tu B'Shvat, to show that the right day is Tu B'Shvat. So when Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld heard this, he was very upset. He says, that means that this is a minig that only started in the times of Rabbi Kiva. He said, that's not a good minig. If you want to follow a minig, it has to be a minig that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu's time. We can't just make up new minhagim. A minig Rabbi Kiva made, said Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, that's not good enough for me. And that's the minig that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Continues the Gemara. V'lei malei. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan respond this way? Ki amin aloch anor maisa charuvin drabonin. I was speaking about maisa, which is drabonin. And you're asking me a question, Vat Amrili and Shvi'is Daraisa, Elo Amr Rav Abba HaKoyin, that's why Rav Abba Koyin makes a new statement. Tamanim Heish Rav Rish Lakish Tshuvazu. What do you call it? I don't know if Rish Lakish ever asked this question. Why? Because the answer is so obvious that this is Shmita, which is Daraisa, this is Maisa, which is Drabonin, so you're comparing apples and oranges. Ask the Gemara, in Meshiva, how could you say there's a question Rish Lakish asked it? Ha'isa, we know for sure he asked it. El Eima, the way to understand it is, in Kibla Rabbi Yochanan Loi Kibla. And the way to Rishonim explain the Gemara is like this. Certainly there's a Braisa, there's a Mishnah that teaches us regarding Shemitah, we follow Chanota. The question that Rabbi Yochanan had is as follows. On one hand, we could say, the Maisa is different than Shemitah. Shemitah is a Daraisa, Maisa is a Rabbanim. On the other hand, we could say that if we're not going to treat Shemitah and Maisa the same way, people may make the error and say if we're following Lakita for Maisa, they'll also follow Lakita for Shemitah. But for Shemitah, the halacha is certainly that we follow Chanota. So Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure what's the right thing to do. Could we treat them differently and not be concerned with an error? Or do we have to treat them the same to avoid, chas v'shalom, people treating Shemitah with Lakita, where certainly by Shemitah, the halacha is, we follow Chanotah.